8. Zoology. Listen to a discussion in a zoology class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Professor.
Wow, you're all in a good mood today. That's good, because we're going to be going over a pretty, involved and difficult topic. So I recommend a lot of participation today, because it is really going to help you understand these concepts. Anyway, we're going to be going over the theory of memory in animals, and I'm going to support the theory with a specific example, but I'll save that for a little later. First, to introduce it all, what do you think the relationship is between animal size and memory function?
I'd have to guess that the bigger the animal, the better the memory.
Actually, there's not a concrete correlation to be seen here, so this leads us to the topic for today. I want you all to understand that some animals have much more developed memories than you would have ever anticipated. One such type of animal is, well, an insect.
An insect? I can't imagine a tiny insect having a great memory.
Well, there's a study that substantiates this fact. The study involved an experiment where a group of researchers placed a circle of pine cones around a female wasp's nest. The wasp was inside the nest when this happened. So what the wasp did, the wasp left the nest and started checking out the pine cones, getting acquainted with their positions, making sure they weren't a threat, that kind of thing. So when the wasp left the area, a researcher moved the circle of pine cones a little distance away from the nest. It was the same pattern, but it was a few feet away from the nest.
What, and the wasp came back and thought the nest was still in the middle of the pine cones?
That's exactly what happened. The wasp flew straight to the middle of the pine cone circle and buzzed around for a little while, seeming confused. So, what is it that we can deduce from this experiment?
Well, it seems to me that wasps have extremely developed memories.
Perhaps. I mean, it certainly proves that wasps have some sort of memories, probably more than we would have imagined.
Well, doesn't it suggest something about the nature of a wasp's memory? I mean, how it works?
That's what I was getting at. I mean, in a way, that's a whole different topic, but I did want to put that out there.
1. How does the professor organize the discussion? Two. Why does the professor mention the relationship between memory and animal size? Three. Why does the professor discuss the study of a female wasp?